fruit. How's that cut doing? Tangerine in the aisle seat asks Lemon next to the window. They're in car 3, row 10, the three-seater. Lemon is staring out the window, muttering, "Why'd they have to get rid of the 500 series? The blue ones, I loved them." As if finally hearing the question, he knits his brow. "What cut?" His long hair sticks out like a lion's mane, though it's hard to tell if he styles it that way or if it's just bedhead. Lemon's complete lack of interest in work, or in anything really, shows in his eyes and his curled upper lip. Tangerine wonders vaguely if his partner's looks dictated his personality or the other way around. "From when you got slashed yesterday," he points. "The cut on your cheek?" "When did I get slashed?" "Saving this rich kid." Now Tangerine points at the guy sitting in the middle seat. A younger guy, early 20s, long hair, wedged in between them. He keeps staring back and forth from Lemon to Tangerine. He's looking a lot better than when they rescued him the night before. They had found him tied up, worked over, shaking uncontrollably. But it hasn't even been a full day, and he seems pretty much back to normal. "Probably nothing going on inside," thinks Tangerine. Often the case with people who don't read fiction. Hollow inside, monochrome, so they can switch gears no problem. They swallow something and forget about it as soon as it goes down their throat. Constitutionally incapable of empathy. These are the people who most need to read, but in most cases, it's already too late. Tangerine checks his watch. 9 a.m. So 9 hours since they rescued the kid. He was being held in a building in the Fujisawa Kongocho part of town, in a room 3 floors underground. This rich kid, Yoshio Minagishi's only son, and Tangerine and Lemon busted him out.
"I'd never do something so stupid as get slashed. Give me a break."
Lemon and Tangerine are the same height, around 5'10", and both have the same rangy build. People often assume they're brothers, twins even, twin killers for hire. Whenever anyone refers to them as brothers, Tangerine feels a deep frustration. It's unbelievable to him anyone could lump him in with someone so careless and simplistic. It probably doesn't bother Lemon, though. Tangerine can't stand Lemon's sloppy ways. One of their associates once said that Tangerine is easy to deal with, but Lemon is a pain. Just like the fruit, no one wants to eat a lemon. Tangerine had agreed wholeheartedly. "Then what's that cut on your cheek from? You've got a red line from here to here. I heard it happen. That punk came at you with a blade and you screamed."
"I'd never scream because of that. If I did scream, it was because the guy went down so fast and I was disappointed. Like, oh my God, is he really such a wuss, you know? Anyway, this thing on my face isn't from a blade. It's just a rash. I've got allergies."
"Never seen a rash look so much like a slash. Are you the creator of rashes?"
"Am I the what?"
Tangerine looks dubious.
"Did you create the rashes and allergic reactions in this world?"
"No? Then maybe you're a health critic and you're denying my 28-year history with allergies? What exactly do you know about rashes?"
It's always like this.
Lemon gets all puffed up and starts casting wild aspersions, spouting off at random. If Tangerine doesn't either accept the blame or stop listening altogether, Lemon will keep it up indefinitely. But they hear a small sound between them coming from the kid, little Minagishi. He's making uncertain noises.
What?
Asks Tangerine.
What?
Asks Lemon.
What were your names again?
When they had found him the night before, he was tied to a chair and wrung out like a limp rag. Tangerine and Lemon woke him up and carried him out, and he just kept saying, "I'm sorry, I'm sorry." He couldn't get anything else out. Tangerine realizes that the kid probably has no idea what's going on.
"I'm Dolce, he's Gabbana," he says offhandedly.
"No," says Lemon with a nod. "I'm Donald, he's Douglas."
"What?"
But even as Tangerine asks, he knows that these are characters from Thomas and Friends. No matter what the subject is, Lemon always manages to steer the conversation to Thomas, a long-running TV